I'm here in Hanover, Germany at the Seebit in the Future Park Hall, and I found one of my favorite companies, Matayo. Why don't you just tell me a bit about Matayo?
Matayo is a company that developed augmented reality software, which we now, of course, also market.
What exactly is augmented reality?
Augmented reality is a technology that enables you to embed 3D objects into the reality. For example, we have such markers, which are IDs in the software package. With this, you can program what you want to show on it. If you, for example, put these in front of a web camera, as we have here behind us, the software package, the camera recognizes it and knows what to show on it as it's programmed beforehand.
Okay, and what kind of products does Matayo have using this technology?
Matayo has, we're from an industrial background. We have for that factory planning applications, design mockups that you can test how a design would look like using some real objects, of, for example, a car, and designing the rest as 3D around it. Also, we do have a lot of marketing applications these days, like an interactive augmented reality book and point-of-sale kiosk and some other freaky applications, which are really awesome.
And what do you guys have here at the Seebit to show?
Here at the Seebit, we have a Harry Potter terminal where you can be Harry Potter for a couple of minutes. We have the point-of-sale kiosk, and we do have the interactive augmented reality book, which can also be used for advertising.
And I think I saw something over in another hall from you guys as well?
Yes, at Microsoft stand, we also have an online furniture planning where people can easily make a digital picture of their living room, putting such a marker, as we call it, in it, and then plan their own living room with 3D furniture models. That way they can already see how it will look like before buying. So you can see that it fit, form, and function. And that way you will have, as a company, less setback, so cost saving.
Okay, well, I have to admit I'm a Harry Potter fan, so why don't we take a look first at the Harry Potter example?
Sure. Okay, what we can see here is a Harry Potter hat, as you can see on the screen there. This is the same application, like it's captured via the webcam. This ID, if I put my hand before her, is also programmed in the software, and it knows that it should show a hat here. We can easily test it. This is how it will look like, that people will become a Harry Potter themselves. This was done for the latest book launch in Mexico then. The customers wanted to show something extra, letting people become really Harry Potter. We also have a sport. You do have a hand free. You can play around. And I can make a picture of this really easily. People play around, they become a Harry Potter for a minute or a day, and they get fight around, just like Harry Potter did in his book.
Watch out, Florian.
Of course, here's the same thing. The marker needs to be in the front of the webcam, so till a certain degree you can turn it, but you will not be able to kill Florian.
I won't be able to get the cameraman.
Exactly.
Our cameraman, Florian.
Yeah, how are you doing? Hi, how are you doing?
What we have here is an augmented reality center, as it's written on the screen. This is a project we did for Scion Toyota in the U.S. It was a roadshow we did with Scion. They wanted to show their new product, the Scion XB, on a new way. It was a car which was not produced yet, but it was really coming. So to combine the car that's coming with the reality, like the 3D car with reality, they used augmented reality. It's easy to put the marker, the paper here in front of the webcam. You will get the product information. Here we will get the engine of the new Scion XB, which we can then move around, zoom in, zoom out. And this is actually also an application with audio, so you get more information. So it's not just looking, because I would not understand how this engine would work without the audio explanation. This we can easily change. to get some other information about the new Scion. Here we can see the car, which it's all about. Turn around. Exactly. And here the people were also able to play around, hear about the new Scion. Okay, one of the products that we have here is the interactive augmented reality book. As you can see here, we have a Professor Stein on the computer. Actually, this is an application with audio with it. As you can see here, if I move my hand in front of this, Professor Stein will be gone. The camera captures this marker, as we call it, and is able to put Professor Stein on its place. This is actually a normal, like, learning book where kids can read, as I just explained before. They can read, but through this extra application, they can also see it on a computer. Kids normally now have, from the age of 8 already, a computer. To combine still that they use classical books with the computer, this software is, of course, a great application. What we can do is we can move the book, this is just a page, but the book closer to the webcam. And by that move around with the page, Professor Stein will also move around. This same marker could be on a prospect, a brochure, with extra information of products for a marketing application. But this as learning application book is great.